Hey everybody, it's your girl Charlotte Van Horn with Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business, baby. And so glad that we are getting to the point now where we're going to be able to start opening up our businesses soon in Virginia. And I know that they've opened up in other spaces, you know, in other states. So anyway, we're just preparing for that. But in the meantime, you know, it's been good because I've had a chance to check out some things that other people are doing and just kind of do a little bit more research on the companies that I've been looking at. And I actually was connected with this brother that I'm having as a guest on the show by a friend of my daughter's that she went to school with. And he brought him to my attention. So I've been following him for a little while. And I'm really attracted to his excellence. He is Latrell Parker, and he's the owner of True Man Barber, located in Fredericksburg, Virginia. And this brother is just doing it, and he's doing it in excellence, and he just makes me so proud to watch him. He's a licensed barber, a licensed instructor, a certified hair loss replacement specialist, and this fancy thing called a barber seamster. He deals with hair units, of course, you know, barbering as well. And I just want to have him on the show today so he could tell us a little bit about himself and what he is up to. So, hey, Latrell, what's up?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great, brother. I'm doing great. Thank you for being on the show. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? And one of the first things that I want to ask you is, how did you end up naming your business True Man Barber? So go ahead, take it away.
Okay. I've been in the industry for about 17 years. My father's a barber, my uncle's a barber, my great uncle's a barber. I have cousins that's stylists. So I didn't see myself coming into it, but I guess when you look at my background, it was kind of a given. So like I said, I've been in the industry 17 years.
How did you end up naming your business True Man Barber? That's a really interesting name.
It just came from a transition from me running the streets and calling myself a different title. With most young men like to call ourselves the real NIGGA, and I realized that title really had no meaning. Those words really didn't stand for anything. So I went into isolation to find myself, and I came out a true man.
I know that is right. I just love that. See, I didn't really know that about you, but that makes a lot of sense. And it probably just really lends to the fact that you're so excellent in how you're presenting yourself, Latrell. So tell me this. So you've been in business for 17 years. And yes, I would definitely say you were probably destined for this based on your lineage, right? But what I was wondering is, one of these titles, a barber seamster, can you tell me what that is?
Okay. A barber seamster is someone who manufactures their own units. The tool of choice is a sewing machine. When I say units, I mean hair units. They're becoming more popular, and just so to save time and to not turn any customers away, I decided that I should make my own. One, I could come in at any price point that I choose to, or any price point that the client is comfortable with. And two, I can make it in real time where I don't have to place an order and wait for a shipment to come in.
That's what's up. That is really good. And then not only that, you control more of your business. So I really think that's a great business model for you to have. I mean, if you ever decide that you want somebody else to do it for you, that is an option. But it's just like, you know, ain't nothing like being able to do stuff yourself, you know? I think that's a really good thing. So tell me about the hair units and, you know, when did it start getting so popular?
Myself, I took the class, the hair unit class back in 2017. Through the years, it gained more popularity. It's a lot of people doing it, but it's still a lot of people that's not doing it. But back in 17, I took the class, and I didn't take one class. I took multiple classes. A lot of people was like, why you keep taking the same class over and over again? I just wanted to perfect it. More so, I got the technique down from the first class, but then the second and third class, I was actually studying the instructor and seeing how they delivered their knowledge. And compared and contrast to the most common information given, and then certain information that certain instructors lacked, I was able to gain and really see how to deliver it to the student in the best way possible.
That's what's up. That's really awesome. And so what I'm going to do right here, I'm going to get ready to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back. But when I come back, I want you to talk to me a little bit about that instructor side. I know that you offer classes. And then the other thing that I would like for us to discuss is how sister locks or other kinds of locks can benefit from hair units. So stay with me and we'll be right back, okay? This is Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. I'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Alonda Brooks, your host at I Am Becoming Podcast Radio. I Am Becoming is what I would call inspirational gumbo. We will talk about becoming from motivational perspectives. This platform will be an information highway for nuggets from the hair industry business to business in general, motivation. You can catch us every Sunday at 3 p.m. Come out and become with me. I cannot wait to hear from you.
Locks Forever has invented an all-natural product, No More Tenderheads, that has been shown to provide relief during styling and manipulation of natural hair. Our formula focuses on the scalp, not the hair, and our clients, stylists, and moms all over the country love it. Check out our No More Tenderheads Facebook page for more information, reviews, and videos. You can also find us on YouTube at Locks Forever or give us a call at 540-446-5107. And we are back. This is Charlotte Van Horn with Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. And I'm still here with Latrell Parker, True Man Barber. And Latrell, like I said, I just would like for you to talk to us a little bit more about the instructor end of this business and also tell us about the classes that you offer.
Okay. As far as an instructor, I'm taking a lot of pride in that because I believe education and exposure would change your perspective. Through educating myself, I've learned certain things and had a chance to step back and look at the industry and see certain things that we may need. And therefore, I gathered the information and ready to deliver it. When it comes to hair unit and the cranial prosthesis, the first off is understanding the terminology, the correct terminology, cranial prosthesis. It's called hair units, hair replacement units. Some call it man weave. I like to refer to it as cranial prosthesis. And it's like when you use that term, when you start to use technical terms, you bring in a certain price point. And you bring a different look onto your business or to the profession that you operate in. So I like to call it cranial prosthesis.
Do a lot of women take your class? Do you find that more women are getting interested in learning how to do this?
Women are very interested in it just because they're stylists or in the cosmetology field. They deal with weaves on pretty much a daily basis. So primarily their clientele are women, but a lot want to transition over to men and barbering. So, yes, they do have a high interest for this class.
Now, a lot of my listening audience is sister locks wearers, you know, loose naturals and locks of other kinds. But as a sister locks consultant, I find this very interesting because you have, first of all, the typical sister locks wearer is 40 and up, okay? What I like to say is sister locks wearer is pretty much 40 and up, got her own money and doing her own thing, right? And then the other thing about them is that we are, a lot of us are going through menopause, so our hair is thinning. Our hair is thinning, particularly on the top. We'll have like hair for days on the back, but the top gets really thin. People who are on different medications have a tendency to thin up top. We've had a lot of sisters that have, you know, just had permanent damage due to traction, alopecia, and just doing different things with our hair back in the day, and it's not coming back. Is there any hope for us with regard to a prosthesis?
Yes, ma'am, it is. I was actually doing lock extensions prior to this call, and the certain prosthetic units can be manipulated into different styles where we could add locks, we could cornrow. Just the possibilities are endless. So yes, it is possible that a female or woman can receive a sister lock or a dreadlock unit.
So in order to take the class, like the training that you offer, is there any prerequisite with regard to taking the class? Like, do you have to be a cosmetologist already, or do you already have to have some credentials with you, or how does that work?
This is like add-on training, so no previous experience is required, but it will most definitely help just by being in a class and sitting listening to the lectures or learning new applications. Any prior experience would definitely help.
Yeah, I can, you know, I agree. It's always good to be like to be able to add an on. For example, when I started in this business, I had never did hair. And when I took the class, when I left up out of there, I took the Sister Locks class in 2012. And when I left up out of there, I was literally almost in tears. I was like, oh my gosh, I will never get this. Some of the women at the Sister Lock training, they had cosmetology experience or just experience, you know, doing hair, and it was a lot easier for them. So I do agree that it's great to be able to add things on as opposed to starting from scratch. You just had a benefit. It's great to have that option. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with True Man Barber and just let him tell us how to contact him and whatever thoughts he might want to leave with us. So don't go nowhere. We'll be right back. This is Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. Thank you.
Are you a business that's struggling to gain new customers and clients? Are you a woman who's written a book and don't know how to get media attention? Well, look no further. Help is here. Hi, my name is Precious Williams, and I am the new host of the podcast Pitching My Ass Off, which is going to air every Sunday at 5 p.m. Now, why should you listen to this podcast? Well, if you're one of those people that need help, or if you want to receive pitching advice, public speaking skills, if you want to know how to really bring in the media, investors, customers, and clients and attract them to you right now so that they buy right now, then you need to listen to the Pitching My Ass Off podcast. And I am your host, Precious Williams, airing every Sunday at 5 p.m.
And we are back with Latrell Parker, True Man Barber out of Fredericksburg, Virginia. And he has just dropped a lot of knowledge on us and hopefully some new information for us to think about, because I really never knew a lot about, you know, hair units and everything like that. But I just want to bring Latrell back in and thank you for being on the show, my brother. And also just to that you tell us how to get in touch with you. You know, if there's anything else you want to let us know about your classes or anything like that, please let us know. You know how to contact you and anything else you want to let us know before we end the podcast.
Okay, yeah. You can find me at True Man Barber on Instagram. That's TrueManBarber. I have a website, TrueManBarber.com. You could also reach me there. You could check out some of my work. Bulletins will be posted as on-site classes, but for at the moment, since we're still dealing with COVID and you know, it's sketchy with traveling, we are doing online classes. We offer Zoom webinars, and if you would like to take a class, you know, just contact me and we'll set it up for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I also want to say that I have been to his website. He's very active on Instagram, but I have been to his website and it is out of sight. So you definitely want to visit his website and see the work that he's doing. Contact him if you would like to learn more about adding this to your trade or having a hair unit put on. For new barbers out here, I highly recommend checking out True Man Barber, you know, because you want to follow excellence. And I like the fact that, you know, he is transparent about the fact that he hasn't always been who he is today. And I just love that because for real, neither have I. And I'm real transparent about that too. I always tell people, don't let the smooth taste fool you, baby. You don't know where I've been. But God, that's all I have to say is but God. So with that, we're going to conclude this podcast. And as always, I want to thank my main man, Darryl Spears, for producing this podcast with Elite Conversations Life Talk Radio. And let you know that you can find us on at Lux Forever on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'm trying to build up that base, so I would appreciate your support in that regard. As always, love your locks, love your looks, love yourself. This is Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. Until next time, peace.